We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's 9:30 in 716.
A snowy owl captures our imagination and attention.
It's very much a natural thing. Particularly for snowy owls, and particularly in the last couple of seasons, we've seen an increase in the number of snowy owls.
I'm Tim Wenger. On the podcast, powered by the Brothers of Mercy, a 5-star rated skilled nursing residence offering affordable living in a country setting. Well, so for all of the bad we hear about social media and its influences on society, Gary Cranfield over in Central New York captured a video that is demonstrating the good side of videos gone viral. Cranfield had noticed a snowy owl in frigid Lake Ontario near Oswego, perched on the ice floes in a seemingly peaceful state. He took some video, and the rest is history, as the video has gone viral and has been shared hundreds of thousands of times. The video is mesmerizing as the owl is at ease in a setting that would be stressful for most other creatures.
He's floating on an ice floe, on a piece of ice.
I was at the Buffalo Zoo for an event and caught up with President Nora Fletchall, who is an expert on all things birds and snowy owls in particular.
And, you know, I know that people were concerned that, you know, was he going to get stuck because he was there for quite a while. Snowy owls are built for weather like that. And they actually will sit on the ground quite frequently, and so they'll sit on ice and those types of things because they can see. They get an idea of what's around them. And so he's just probably sitting there kind of wondering what's going on, looking for anything that he can find to eat. So that's not unusual at all. And his claws, his talons, are actually very well insulated by his feathers. So he just eventually flew off, so he was fine.
So you know, the video, I haven't spoken with the video taker, but I mean, you would think you're looking at that, you're almost fearing for the bird's life. But I mean, really, we shouldn't. This is a natural habitat.
It's very much a natural thing, particularly for snowy owls, and particularly in the last couple of seasons, we've seen an increase in the number of snowy owls. And it's interesting, their population ebbs and flows based on the supply of rodents in their environment to provide food. So it's been a good few years during the summer, and so more of those owls are actually migrating south in the wintertime, so you're going to see more of them out and around. You'll also see other birds of prey and other raptors like bald eagles kind of doing the same type of thing. So,
how prevalent are they? Because obviously they're not everywhere, and you don't see them that often.
Yeah, you see eruptions and reductions in their population based on the prey population. So snowy owls eat a lot of lemmings, and so when the lemming population goes up in the north, in the tundra areas in the summertime, the owls tend to lay more eggs, they have bigger clutches, and then that population goes up, and you'll see more of them, particularly in our area, as they move south, and so for the migration for the wintertime, and so you just see more of them. Now, that's a cycle, so we may see an increase, and then in a few years we may actually see a decrease. So it's been a good few years for snowy owls, but they're still a species of concern for all of us because their habitat is dwindling. That prey supply that's so critically important for them is influenced by changes in our climate, by changes in our environment. So
the video itself, I mean, you look at the video and it's like, why would that owl choose to sit on that ice floe? And you've explained that that's, you know, part of their habitat and their nature. But a lot of the comments that are coming in are like, it's mesmerizing, it's calming.
Yes, and that's exactly right. There's something about, if you think about nature and owls and, you know, the fact that they're white and they blend into their environment, and that really feeds well into that sense of peacefulness that sometimes, and that quietness of winter, and owls are quiet flyers. His coloration is the way it is, so he blends in with his environment, so it's a camouflage, so it's just all speaks to that kind of the peacefulness and the quiet that we see, particularly in the north in the wintertime, which is just beautiful, just absolutely beautiful.
You know, we're here today for a good, exciting announcement here at the zoo, you know, and you work constantly to preserve animals and to make sure that we understand them. It must be reassuring when a video like that, you know, out in the wild goes viral.
Yes, it is, because it every little bit of that helps us to get people excited and help them understand the wonders of wildlife. And that's really what we do here at the zoo, is we connect people to wildlife. Our mission is to be a conservation organization where we can tell great stories about wildlife, great stories about the conservation programs, welcome a lot of guests so kids of all ages can learn about these great animals, and appreciate snowy owls floating on an ice floe.
So if we could all look at ice flows and ice on the lake the way the snowy owl does, we'd probably be a better place.
I think we would. That's exactly right. So, yes, let's enjoy the winter and all it brings.
It really is mesmerizing. If you have not seen that video, check it out at WBEN.com. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday.
That's 930 in 716. We're back tomorrow with another edition from the studios of WBEN Buffalo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.